Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm Laura, your minister here at White Inch Parish Church, and welcome to this short time of reflection on Boxing Day. I pray that you all had a blessed Christmas Day celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus. Let us, friends, come together in prayer. Lord, as we gather in your name, teach us more about you, more about being your disciples, so as that wherever we are and whatever we do, we go in your name, share your wisdom, and spread your good news. Amen. So I'm going to read for us our passage, which is Luke 2, and it's verses 41 to 52. Every year, his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the feast according to the custom. After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they travelled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they didn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favour with God and men. Amen. And may God add his blessing to his most holy word. Let us pray again, friends. Praise to you, Lord God, for the care of Jesus's parents. Praise to you, Lord God, for his family and friends. Praise to you, Lord God, for the nurturing and teaching he was given. Praise to you, Lord God, for your unending, enduring guidance. Praise to you, Lord God, for calling us to be your people. Praise to you, Lord God, that we are people of faith. Praise to you, Lord God, for the names we read and the faces we see and the lives that we share. Praise to you, Lord God, forever and forever. Amen. So I'm now going to read for his friends a monologue. And this monologue is an imagined reflection from Mary on the events that we heard in today's gospel story. What can I say? It was Passover, so of course we all went up to Jerusalem. The three of us and pretty much our whole family. We're not an especially big family, but it's still easy enough to lose track of one person. It happens. And you get that heart in your mouth moment, where's Jesus? Where's Jesus? And a few moments later, you get the okay. He's at the back and he's listening to grandfather's stories. But this year was different. Everything had gone fine, more or less, and we were ready for home. I couldn't see Jesus, but that was pretty normal. The day was well up and we all wanted to get on. We just assumed that Jesus was with his cousins or something like that, and headed off with everyone else. It was nearly the end of the day before we realised that something was wrong. I asked Joseph if he knew where Jesus was, but he didn't. He hadn't seen him since we left. We asked around and it soon became clear that no one had seen him at all. He wasn't with his cousins. He wasn't with anyone. That's when the panic really started. I didn't even grab her stuff. I just took hold of Joseph's hand and dragged him back towards Jerusalem. We asked everyone that we passed, but no one had seen a boy who looked like Jesus. We walked as fast as we could, all the way back to Jerusalem, and we looked for him. Just imagine it. 2 more days had passed and we still hadn't found him. We feared the worst. It was horrible. It really was. Then we saw him. I don't know which was greater, my relief or my anger. If you could have seen it, Jesus, my little boy, he was sitting with the teachers of the law, discussing who knows what, as if it was the most natural thing in the world. Joseph just went quiet, as he does when he's angry. But I couldn't help myself. Why have you treated us like this? We've been going out of our minds looking for you. And do you know what he said? Do you? Why are you searching for me? What kind of question is that? After 3 days? Then he said, get this. Didn't you know I had to be at my father's house? That's when Joseph lost it. He dragged the boy away. I turned to follow, but the teacher of the law, one of them caught me by the sleeve. Who taught him? He asked. I've never seen such wisdom in one so young. I said nothing, but I wondered. Again. We haven't had any trouble with him since. He's quite the obedient lad. But I wonder, what's happening to my son? Or perhaps, more worryingly, what's going to happen to him? When me and my brother were young, my brother would be forever wandering off. I remember one memorable time in about, I would say probably must have been about 1983, 84. And he was about 4, I think. And he wandered off when we were shopping with my gran and Asda in Coatbridge. Now my gran, she got herself all upset and she asked the assistants at the customer service desk to put out a call for my brother. And he was found by a most helpful member of the Asda staff. But he was in amongst the flowers and the plants, pretending that he was David Bellamy, because he had seen David Bellamy recently on the TV, and he thought he was like a kind of really funny character. And so he was in amongst the plants, pretending that he was David Bellamy. Now, my gran, she was really relieved, but she was also raging. And so, let me tell you, there was a lot of sweary words heard that day from little ears. The thing was that my brother didn't think that he was lost at all. And in our gospel story that we've heard, Jesus didn't think that he was lost. He was doing what came naturally to him. He was learning, and it is implied that he was teaching more about God, his Father. And in this time with the teachers of the law, sitting with them, listening to them, chatting to them, he was growing in wisdom, even though he ought to have been with Mary and Joseph. Perhaps Jesus, like many of us, needs to engage in an activity, in chat, discuss things in order to learn. But Mary and Joseph, well, they didn't understand, didn't they? They didn't understand what being the Son of God actually meant for them. And they were, as Jesus's parents, understandably upset, especially after him being lost for 3 days. And think about that. What does it mean for us who are also children of God? Are we, like the young Jesus, engaging in order to learn? And from what we learn and experience together, are we equipped and empowered to engage with others, with the world, as disciples of Christ? To engage with those who are lost and seeking Jesus in their life? And also, and I think most importantly as well, those who don't actually know that they are lost. Now, I'd encourage you at this point, friends, to pause the recording for a moment or two and reflect on how you can grow in godly wisdom this coming week, or maybe weeks ahead, in the coming weeks ahead. And also think about how you can reach out to someone who is lost and seeking Jesus, and what kind of things that you can say and do to reach out to them, and what might you need to do to reach out and engage with those who don't know that they are lost. So something for you to pause and reflect on just now. Let us pray, friends. We pray for those like Mary and Joseph who have suffered the trauma of their child going missing. Lord, comfort and reunite them. We pray for those whose sons have been taken to be child soldiers in places of conflict. Lord, comfort and reunite them. We pray for those whose daughters have been taken and abused in places of brutality. Lord, comfort and reunite them. We pray for those who have become separated when they have fled from places of danger. Lord, comfort and reunite them. And we pray for those who do not know where their children are. Lord, comfort and reunite them for love's sake. Amen. So thank you, friends, for taking the time to sit with me today. It's a joy to be able to share this time and space with you. And even though that we're all scattered, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we are all joined in this time and space together online. You'll be glad to know that we will be back in the White Inch Centre next week for our service on the 2nd of January. And I look forward to seeing you all then. But in the meantime, please do send me a message or give me a wee phone if you would like to have a wee chat about anything at all. So I will send us out into the world in this week in prayer. Let us pray. Wise and loving God, you have used prophets and teachers, young and old, to teach us more about you. Help us to never stop learning and to grow in wisdom as Jesus did every day. Amen. So friends, go with the Lord and take care and have a blessed week. Bye for now.